Wow! Look at all these fish flakes!
Don't touch, Liam.
But Anton, you have taken a weed-infested little corner of the tank and created guppy heaven. I mean, look at all this food. Fish flakes on sticks, fish flake vol-au-vents. Hey, fish flakes with bits of pineapple. What's going on?
I've decided to stick around for a couple of days.
Yeah, but last night you said we'd better make as much distance as possible today if we're ever going to find that quiet bit of the tank.
There's been a change of plan. I met a lovely couple and I've invited them round for a little soiree. They should be here any minute.
Who are they?
Very elegant, very stylish, very me, really.
I can't wait to meet them.
Unfortunately, you'll have to.
Why?
Let me explain by placing this large rock on your head.
Oh, God, it was.
There. Doesn't the place look nice?
The Goldfish Bowl by Sean Prendergast.
Oh, it's a horrible night tonight.
Well, let's just stay in. You, me and the goldfish. We can all sit and watch a scary movie together.
Shouldn't we be out enjoying ourselves? I feel guilty if I'm not plunged headlong into the social world.
Oh, no, we're much cosier in here. Besides, better the devil you know.
So, you're just passing through, Anton?
There's a dash of gypsy blood in me, which means I can never really settle.
But you're here now, and we can introduce you to all our friends.
Oh, I'd love that. I mean, since coming to this tank, I felt starved of intellectual stimulation.
So you live alone?
I have a travelling companion, but he seems to have disappeared.
Oh, excuse me, which way to the little fish's room?
Oh, just past that rock. No, the big one. No, not that one. There you are, Liam. Please give a warm welcome to our friends Jessica and Conrad.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, you smell. You stink. Your eyes are pink. You're hated from north to south. Swim far away forever and a day, or I'll poo right in your mouth.
I have never been so insulted in my whole life. Conrad, we're leaving.
Yes, we certainly are.
No, come back. Where are you... What in the name of frog spawn do you think you're doing?
They were Tasmanian devilfish. I was warding them off. They were evil.
They were my chance for a better life. You know, if I hadn't promised your mother I'd look after you... Oh, forget it.
What?
It's a waste of time. All of it.
Where are you going?
Somewhere in this tank is culture, refinement, and I intend to find it.
Bartender... Give me another drink.
Don't you think you've had enough, pal?
Not yet. I intend to get fish-caked, bloated, skimble-shanked, skunked as a rat, and ratted as a skunk. And what's more, I intend to do it alone.
There you are, Anton! Oh, let me buy you a drink. What do you want?
I want oblivion.
Well, I want to give you a great big cuddle.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, yes, I do. You're my pal. I can't leave you alone in the dumpy-doos. We're the two musketeers, you and me. The two stooges, the famous two.
Yes.
We're a hole in two. The two wise men, the two tenors.
Yes.
The two-point turn, the two-card trick, the news at two. Pieces of two.
Shut your face.
And I love you, especially when you're grumpy. And if it's oblivion you want, I'm coming with you. Bartender, yes. Set 'em up and keep 'em coming.
His strands on his true blue. He's a drunkard through and through. So drink, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. So drink, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
I love you.
I love you.
No, I love you more.
I love you much more than that.
But I love you loads.
Drink.
Hey, hey. Drink.
Drink, drink, drink.
Drink. Drink.
Hey, drink.
I got that drink. Anton.
Oh, what happened? Where are we?
I don't know. I can't remember anything.
No, nor me.
I vaguely recall coming to give you an important message, but nothing after that.
What message?
The one about Jessica and Conrad, the couple I thought were Tasmanian devilfish.
What about them?
Nothing much. Just to tell you that they'd come back and they thought the whole thing was a wonderful joke. Yeah. They want to take you around the reef and introduce you to some people.
Oh, thank you, great Neptune. My place in the social strata is assured, providing, of course, my reputation is impeccable.
Quiet in there! I'll pull your fins off! There's no talking in prison!
Prison? Oh, that's brilliant.
We can't be in prison. We haven't done anything.
Oh, you poor innocent fool. Once you're locked away, no one's interested in innocence or guilt. They're just abstract concepts that belong to the world out there, along with fresh air, green algae, and getting your leg over.
I haven't got any legs.
Well, getting your fin over.
Right. One of you two guys smashed up a bar last night. Name of Anton, apparently. Which one of you is it?
Liam, stay here. And let me do all the talking.
Anton! Oh, you're well. You're not rotting in some dank, horrid dungeon.
We are. You are in prison. Oh, me in prison? Don't be ridiculous. What would I be doing in prison? Only nasty, perverted criminal types end up in prison, and they're not the sort of fish I associate with. No, give me good, clean fish. Fish you can rely on. Fish you can trust. A fish who's a friend through thick and thin.
Where's that charming little working-class friend of yours? Liam?
Liam? Do I know a Liam?
Help! You've got the wrong fish.
Quiet there!
It's a case of mistaken identity.
Yeah, they all say that. You're a real slippery customer.
Well, I am a fish.
On a scale of 1 to 10...
I've got more than 10 scales.
Shut up, you fool, and wait in here with the rest of the pond live.
Oh. Hi.
Who's the gimp?
Actually, I'm a guppy.
I don't understand what's going on here. It's bad enough I get dragged from my bed at 4 o'clock in the morning on some cockamamie charge without I have to share a cell with a bunch of seafood. What do you say, Mumbles?
Oh, for all the hardy hang in the park the booty, eh? You're probably gonna see a plenty of beauty, plenty of bone.
Right, yeah. Sorry?
Here you pump and skinny scotty scoomsy.
What did he say?
He said, what's the matter with you? Don't you speak English?
This is a crock. You know what this is? It's a crock. There's somebody behind this. This is a setup. I bet this guy's a squealer, ain't you?
A squealer? Me? Never. Oh, no, no. I may squeak occasionally if I get excited, but I never squeal.
What's your name, anyway?
They call me Liam. How about you?
No real names in here. I'm Mr. Yellow.
I'm Mr. White. Here's Mr. Brown.
Can we have long?
Because I say so.
Oh, named after colours. Yes, what a lovely idea. Can I be Mr. Fuchsia? Oh, no, sorry. Tangerine Blush. Oh, how do you choose your name, then? Is there a list? Can I have a look at it? Is it like paint? If I find a name I like in the outside world, can I take it to a shop and have them make one up for me just the same?
Not unless you find a name that is Brain Dead Moron. I tell you. I smell a rat.
Well, it's not me this time. The fish smell I am definitely responsible for, but I'm definitely incapable of smelling like a rat. I've never been any good at doing any sort of impressions. Mind you, I used to do a very good Frank Spencer at school.
Oh, we all do Frank Spencer. Even Mumbles does Frank Spencer.
Like that more than they have, Betty.
It's uncanny. Well, this is more cheery. Now, having a laugh now. Here we are, all fish together and having a laugh. If only Anton could see us now.
Oh, God, help me, please. Forgive me. Forgive me, God, for coming here. I want to tell you I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for everything I've ever done. This is all my fault. I'm responsible for bringing Liam here into the tank and for getting us lost. Mom and Dad, I love you. I love you so much. Please forgive me. I can't open my eyes. I can't close my eyes. And that's because I... Oh, my God, what was that? Oh, God, please, Liam, is that you? Are you out there? Please, Liam, speak to me. Oh, God, where are you? Who's out there? Help me. Help me, please.
Anton, why are you wearing a blue woolly hat and shining a torch in your face?
Because I'm going mad. Mad with guilt. Liam's in prison instead of me.
Oh, did you hear that, Conrad? Liam's in prison.
And we've got to help him, do you hear? He'll be having a terrible time.
Right. So we go into the bank and you shoot all the staff and all the customers and all the money.
We can't shoot the money.
No guns, remember?
All right, change of plan. We all escape to Switzerland with the aid of a fish who specializes in changing your appearance.
What sort of a fish would that be?
A plastic sturgeon. And then we'll all pull our guns out at the end, and it'll be a Mexican wave.
Mexican standoff.
Sorry?
Mexican standoff. It's when you point all the guns at each other. Mexican wave is when you all sit in a line and take turns to stand up.
Interesting. Frankly, they're both good plans. Shall we vote on it?
Hey, you, the fishy guy. You've got a visitor.
Oh, Liam, my old mucker.
You rotten, stinking...
You remember Jessica and Conrad?
Yeah, nice to see you again. How was the traffic?
Don't worry about us. It's you we need to talk about. Your defense strategy.
If you'll excuse me, dear, I'll go and attend to that matter. Mm. Remember the boat? Mm. The one we wished to blow up? I mean, go and look at
her. Yes, yes, you attend to those matters, dear. And I'll discuss the case with Liam.
Jolly good. Come with me, Anton.
Oh, are we going to meet some famous people?
It depends who's available. We'll round up.
Now, Liam, I am here to help you.
You lawyers, then?
No, we're fish, Liam, but we never miss the moral maze on Radio 4. And in a certain light, people say I look a little like Helen Mirren.
Oh, we're home and dry, then.
Now, I'm going to give you a few hints on how to survive the interrogation.
Children grew up dreaming that Kaiser Soze was a bogeyman.
I can't follow the plot of this film at all.
I've seen it 6 times myself. I still can't understand anything.
But it still grips you. Yeah. I even caught 2 of your fish watching it tonight.
Oh, which ones?
Odd-looking things. Classy, but sort of mysterious.
What do they look like?
Well, one of them swam with... Well, it seems a strange thing to say, but he sort of swam with a limp. And the other one had a bizarre sort of expression on his face, as if he'd been buttoned up in some sort of Nehru collar.
That's impossible. I don't have any fish that look like that.
You have?
I haven't.
You have?
I haven't.
You have?
All right, I confess. Anything, whatever. Just lay off the third degree.
Tell me everything you know, or I'll...
Ow! That last thwack was a bit personal.
Sorry, my fin slipped. Come on, spill your guts.
Well, I remember the time I was singing in a 4-part harmony band.
A harmony band?
Yeah, run by a Mr. Notice Board.
Where was this?
In the town of Waste Paper Bin.
What were you working as?
I had a job as a photograph of your loved ones. Anyway, he wasn't us, and the whole thing was planned by Caesar Kotuk.
Who the hell is Caesar Kotuk?
I'm out of here. Bye!
Wait a minute. He made up the whole story from things in the room.
Thank goodness I got here in time. Where are they? Conrad and Jessica, where are they?
I'm just waving them off. That's the style, eh? Champagne all the way.
But you don't understand. I've just worked it out. The only reason you and I were put in a cell with those 5 other guys...
Will you stop chattering? I'm waving to my friends as they sail off into the sunset, safe and secure, and cherishing my dreams and ambitions with them.
They've spontaneously combusted.
Oh, they have. Isn't it marvellous, the bastards... You can't trust anyone.
Maybe the greatest trick the Tasmanian devilfish ever pulled was making people believe they never existed. And on that note, the 2 fish disappeared. Like that.
Best fin forward?
In The Goldfish Bowl by Sean Prendergast, you heard Sean Foley as Liam and Hamish McColl as Anton. And Tracy Ann Oberman and Sean Prendergast as practically everybody else. The director was Sally Evans.